Mount Blue Restaurant, which is at 707 Main Street in Norwell, and that is sponsored actually by Connect with Jeannie White, and that is going to be May 3rd, and it's from 12 to 2. And for more information and to make reservations to go to that show, which is going to be fabulous, you can contact Laura through her website at rahrahwithlaura.com. And you can call her directly as well, or you can contact Jeannie White. And I actually will be there with Jeannie White at that event, so I look forward to meeting some of the people that are out there listening. The other thing I wanted to do is say hi to Jamie Ross of Fat Cat Design and give her a plug. She's a fantastic web designer. She actually designed my site. She also designed Jeannie's site. And I just don't know how she does it. I don't know how she keeps coming up with all these wonderful ideas and the unique designs that she comes up with, but she does it. You can check out her work by going on her website, which is www.fc, and that stands for Fat Cat Design.net. So if you're looking for a web designer, absolutely contact her. She's fantastic and very reasonably priced. And you can check out my website if you want to see a sample of what she does as well by going to www.ultralifecoaching.com. That's ULTRALIF as in Frank, ECOACHING.com. You can also check out Jeannie's website, which, like I said, she did design as well. And that's www.connectwithjeanniewhite.com. So, thank you, Jamie, for all the wonderful work that you do. And I also wanted to let people know why Jeannie White is not here. She is actually working with Habitat for Humanity today. She's volunteering her services for Habitat, and volunteering is such a wonderful thing, especially today now that, you know, people are in such need. It's more important than ever to volunteer services, and so that's what Jeannie's out there doing right now, and I'm so sure that she will come back next week and tell you all about it. I can't wait to hear about her experience on that as well. An announcement for myself. I'm actually going to be conducting a two-hour session. It's titled Discovering Paradise, Know What You Want, and that's going to be April 2nd from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's in Bourne, Massachusetts. And for more information on that, you can go to my website at www.ultralifecoaching.com. And there's a link to the Upper Cape Cod Technical School website, which you can sign up through them. And the Upper Cape Cod Technical Schools offer a variety of classes that I think that people will find really wonderful classes, actually. So check them out. And again, you can go through my website to check out the Upper Cape Cod's set website and either sign up for my class or sign up for any of the classes that they offer. It's a fantastic way to get some education and learn a few things at a very reasonable price. So, all the announcements are done. I wanted to talk today about the similarities between mental health counseling and life coaching and some of the differences. In case some of you had not heard the interviews that I've done with Jeannie White on this show, just to let you know some of my background, I actually have a bachelor's degree in psychology, a master's degree in marriage and family therapy, and I have a Massachusetts state license in mental health counseling. I've done a lot of I've worked with a lot of different agencies that are that offer mental health counseling, and I've worked with children and adults and families and couples. I had a private practice for a number of years, which I just closed in 2006. But right now, actually, Larry Nelson has a traffic accident report.
Hi, can you hear me?
Can hear you fine.
Okay, we've got a motor vehicle accident, Route 3 southbound, just after the 228 exit which is exit 14. There's a backup from the accident all the way past the 228 exit southbound. The car is in the median strip. There's fire trucks in the high-speed lane, state police in the high-speed lane. Your best bet, if you're in that traffic, is to get over to the right, the slower lane, or seek an alternate route before you get to the 228 exit. And all the roads seem to be a little bit treacherous out here with this snow and sleet mix. If I come across any more accidents, we'll break in again. But for now, this is Larry Nelson live for WATD Traffic.
Thank you, Larry, for that update. I actually did see that on the road as well. So thank you so much for reporting that happened. And I hope that nobody's hurt and that everybody's okay from that accident. And please be careful out there, folks, if you're driving right now while you're listening. Both hands on the wheel. Try to stay off the cell phones. Okay. Thanks again, Larry. I closed my practice in 2006 because I had at that point discovered life coaching and really felt strongly that that was the direction that I wanted to take, and then took the steps to get into life coaching and learning about it, and currently attending classes to become certified, even though it's actually not a mandatory thing at this point in time. But I love learning and feel very strongly about the idea that, you know, there's always something to learn, and just because I'm a therapist does not mean that I automatically am a fantastic life coach. So training is extremely important. So my focus is now life coaching. Some of the similarities with coaching, between coaching and mental health counseling, is that, of course, a fee is paid. You have to pay for the service in either case. But within that, there is a difference. In therapy, a lot of times your medical insurance will actually pay for most of it, and all you have to do is pay a copay. In life coaching, there is absolutely no medical insurance that covers it as of right now, which also frees us up as life coaches to take whatever direction we want. We don't have to follow the rules of an insurance company, which can be frustrating at times. It is completely out of pocket. But there is a fee involved for both. Both therapists and coaches are professional helpers. And, you know, good listening skills are absolutely crucial for both. You must be a good listener in order to be in that position of helping professional, whether you're a therapist or a coach. So you're going to get a good listener if you hire one or the other. Both deal with regularly scheduled appointments, and the process is over a few months, and sometimes you can actually be in therapy or involved with a coach for years at a time. It all depends on what your goals are and what's going on. You work with people on an individual basis and or a group setting in both therapy and coaching, and confidentiality is again extremely important in both cases, and they take that very seriously whether you're in therapy or whether you're in coaching. Okay, some of the differences, you know, if you go to a coach, you're probably not looking for any kind of emotional healing, because that is not what a coach does. If you are looking for relief from psychological pain, then you need to see a therapist. I would highly recommend doing the therapy route. Traditional therapy is actually done face-to-face. There are some people that are doing quote-unquote phone therapy, but there are very strict rules around it, and it gets a little tricky when you're dealing with interstate therapy. Coaching, on the other hand, is absolutely free to do phone coaching. It's extremely flexible in that way. Again, you're not dealing with any kind of emotional or psychological pain, so you're free to do that on the phone. You don't need to look for some of the things that you would need to look for as a therapist that you would only really be able to see in a face-to-face contact mode. And actually, I do most, and that's 99.9% of my coaching on the phone, which is a little different from when I had my practice and when I actually did therapy with different agencies. It was all face-to-face. So in coaching, I do it on the phone, and I love it because it means there's no traveling for me or the client. And so people could actually be at work and still, on their lunch break, let's say, do a coaching session. They don't have to go anywhere. I can also coach people all over the world, which is really neat. You get to meet some really neat people out there when you're dealing with people all over the world. So if somebody has a very busy business schedule where they're traveling a lot, or maybe they live in one part of the world half the year and another part of the world in for another 6 months, then they don't actually have to lose their connection. They don't have to bounce between people because as long as you have a phone, you can do coaching. Coaches do not focus on the past for the most part. And we certainly don't use the past as a way to get over any kind of issues that the client might be having. It is all about the present and the future. You know, so what do you want? And let's make that happen. And so we deal more with the what's and the how's versus in therapy, a lot of times you're dealing with the why. Okay, we don't really focus on that. But I have to say that coaching is not a substitute for therapy. So if therapy has been recommended, or if you truly feel like you need to dig into your past, or you are having some sort of depression episode or an anxiety episode, please seek therapy. And you can also work with a coach if you'd like, but it's not a substitution for therapy. Our therapists out there do fantastic work, and they're very, very needed. And, you know, coaching is not something that you should be doing instead of therapy if therapy is warranted. So those are some of the similarities and differences. But I also think that it would be important if we maybe looked at an example and I could walk you through some of the things that might happen with a therapist in this example and then some of the things that might happen with a coach. Okay, so let's say you have, let's say that there's this client and they're having some difficulty, and maybe they're having a tough time getting out of bed in the morning, maybe their energy is low throughout the day, maybe they find that they're complaining a lot throughout the day to their friends or family or coworkers. They come home from work after a really long day and they don't get home till like 7 o'clock at night. So they're out of the house all day long and into the night. And they want to maybe make some healthy meals for their family, but you know, there's not time for that. So it's pizza and subs most of the time for dinner. This might sound familiar to some of you. They'd like to spend more time with their family, their husband, their children, but you know what? There's not a lot of time after dinner, so it's cleanup, it's homework, it's, you know, all that stuff to get their kids prepared for the next day. And then after that, it's, okay, now it's time for me to prepare for the next day. And by the time all that's done, they're exhausted, and they just want to go to bed, and you know, they have to do it all over again the next day. Again, a scenario that probably sounds very familiar to a lot of you and very typical, especially for people that are traveling from the South Shore into Boston every day to go to work. This is a case where I think that a therapist could be very helpful, but I also see where a coach would be very helpful. So as a former therapist, again, I worked with people that had this exact scenario, and you know, my job as a therapist a lot of times was to diagnose. Unfortunately, that comes with the job of doing therapy. You must diagnose. So right out of this, I would probably come up with some sort of depression diagnosis, and I might take a look at when it started and maybe what triggered it. I might look into their childhood and try to take a look at, you know, whether there's maybe a chemical imbalance going on possibly. So I would come up with some sort of a treatment plan that might include behavior modification, or, you know, changing the way that they're thinking. I also might take a look at whether medication might be indicated. So that would be something that I would do as a therapist, okay? As a coach, on the other hand, we don't do any diagnosing, okay? So you need to keep that in mind. And so we take a look at the fact that all of our clients are healthy and they're able to achieve their goals. So basically, what I would do is ask a lot of questions that, you know, might get the person to take a look at what areas in their life they would like to see different. So I might say, ask the client, so what areas do you like the most and what areas do you like the least? I would probably ask them something around what they'd like to see change in their lives. I might ask them a question that actually a lot of therapists actually use this question as well, and that is, if you could wake up tomorrow and have everything just the way you want it, what would your life look like? That's a really powerful question, and it generates a whole lot of ideas, again, that's coming from the client. It's not the coach that's telling you what to do and what not to do and how you have to change and making different judgments. It's coming from the client. Okay, it just depends on the questions and how open the client can be with the coach. All right, so relationship is so very, very, very important in both coaching and therapy. All right, we work with people as coaches where they are, and then they help them get to where it is they say that they want to be. And, you know, the philosophy of coaching is that clients are the experts in their own lives, okay? They don't need anybody really telling them what to do. They really know what's best for themselves. It just is a matter of trying to draw it out of them, and that they are creative and resourceful and whole. So, again, there's no pathology, as we say in therapy. There's no problem that we're trying to solve here. We're just trying to get the client to where they say that they want to be. I know a lot of therapists also believe that about their clients. As a therapist, I believed that about my clients when I was practicing therapy. And so my approach was actually very coach-like even when I was doing therapy. The problem, or, you know, one of the things that would get in the way, however, is that as a therapist, I had to explore the why of things, even if I didn't think that that was going to be very helpful. That was part of my job. I had to do it. So I am really hoping that that example was helpful and that it cleared up some of your questions about the difference between coaching and therapy and some of the similarities and why you would go see a coach and why you would go see a therapist. It is actually the number one question that I get asked when people want to know about coaching. And it's a fantastic question, and it's hard to understand sometimes, especially if you've never been to a therapist or been to a coach. But it is, there is a big difference between the two. And I hope that, like I said, that cleared it up for you a little bit. If it didn't, please feel free to either contact me by calling me at my office, which that number is 781-803-2200. Again, that number is 781-803-2200, and leave me a message, and I will be happy to get back to you and answer any questions that you have. If you just want to comment about the show today, that would be fine as well. And if you actually have questions about therapy, please feel free to call me again. I am licensed, although I don't practice anymore. I was in that world for a lot of years and can certainly even help you find a therapist if, in fact, that is the route that you would think that you need to go. You can also email me, and that email address is janne@ultralifecoaching.com. and that's my name, Janae, J-E-A-N-N-E, at Ultra, U-L-T-R-A, Life, L-I-F as in Frank, E, Coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G.com. And you can email me any questions or comments that you might have, and I, again, we'll get back to you and be happy to answer any questions that you might have. And you can also, of course, visit my website, which there's more information there about different events that I have going on, as well as more about coaching, more about me, and anything else that you might want to know about in terms of coaching. And you can visit me there at www.ultralifecoaching.com. That's ultralifecoaching.com. And so visit that website. And I also have a link there to various websites, including Laura Sheridan's and Jeannie White's website. So you can actually go through mine to get to them to find out anything you want about the events that I had mentioned earlier today that Jeannie White and Laura Sheridan will be doing, so the Subway series that they will be doing. And again, the next one should be Wednesday, March 19th. But contact them for more details about times and exactly where they're going to be. Also, the live event with Rah Rah with Laura, which is going to be at Mount Blue Restaurant, which is 707 Main Street in Norwell. And that's May 3rd. And I will be there, and Jeannie will be there. And like I said, we'll be so happy to see people. So please come down and see us. And you can sign up for that event by going to Laura Sheridan's website, which is www.rarawithlaura.com. That's RARAWITHLAURA.com. Also on my website is...
Also, I have to say, she talks very, very fast. Oh. Laura is so full of energy. I met her one time. I was like, she is a great person.
Laura is fantastic. So that event at Mount Blue is absolutely going to be so much fun, and I'm looking so forward to it. So I'm really hoping that people will come down and check it out. She is fantastic. You can also, on my website, is I do a monthly e-letter that is absolutely free, and you can sign up for that. I just need your email address, and I don't share those emails with anybody else, so you don't have to worry about that. But you can sign up to receive my free e-letter, and again, that goes out monthly. The next one will be coming out actually next week, so make sure that you go on the website and sign up so that you can get the next one that's coming out. I also want to offer people a free coaching session. Okay, you can call me, email me if you are interested, and I will do a free coaching session with you so that you can find out for yourself firsthand if coaching is right for you or not. There's absolutely no obligation at all. If you do the session and you decide that this is not what you need, not a good fit, maybe you need therapy, maybe you just need something else completely, that's fine. You can absolutely call me and or email me. We will set up the appointment, and it will absolutely be no charge. And, you know, if you want to continue, we'll figure it out. But the first session will absolutely be free. Okay, so I wanted to offer that to all the listeners out there. I know that Jeannie has a huge following. And I also wanted to, again, thank Jeannie White for asking me to come in and fill in for her while she's out there volunteering her services with Habitat. And again, she's going to come back next week, next Saturday. She'll be back on the air, and hopefully will be telling us all about that. And I, for one, can't wait to hear how it went. And, you know, maybe I'm going to volunteer with Habitat in the future. It sounds like it's a fantastic organization to volunteer for. So If there are any questions about today's show, if you have any comments or questions about coaching or therapy or, like I said, anything else, please feel free to call me at 781-803-2200 or visit my website at www.ultralifecoaching.com. Or you can certainly email me at janne@ultralifecoaching.com. And those are the different ways that you can contact me. And I do hope that you contact me, and I hope that you contact Jeannie White and Laura Sheridan about the events that are coming up with them. And again, I'm really looking forward to May 3rd and seeing all of you folks that are out there. And again, it is going to be a fantastic time because Laura definitely has so much energy, and she is so much fun, and I've actually gone to her show. She has a show on Comcast that is wonderful. It's full of energy, and it just makes you smile and laugh, and who couldn't use more laughter in their lives? It's a wonderful thing. So that is it for the show today, and Jeannie will be back next week. Thank you.